this is the Pyramid of Wanis. One thing that's unusual about this structure is it does contain funerary texts. It's the Book of the Dead, the Book of Coming Forth by Night. But I'll show you as we go through the passage, there's an indication that it's plaster and not limestone. So we'll go check this out. So the first thing is the antechamber, and I'm sure you can hear it on the video. This whole structure has crazy acoustic properties that get even more profound as we go through. So this part here is the red granite portcullis system. So here we have limestone, and these are three huge sections of red granite. And there used to be, like we saw in the Great Pyramid, huge slabs of red granite that were housed in these three niches. So this part was inaccessible. All right, so here, you can literally see that this is the hieroglyphs, right?
Yeah.
They're all over the chamber.
Yeah.
But to me, it really looks like these are plastered on. You can see the plaster is coming over here. Again, I don't think that's part of the original limestone.
Oh, you think they covered it up with this hieroglyphs on it?
Well, it was inherited by the dynastic Egyptians who added the hieroglyphs in plaster. Uh-huh. You can see here, this material here continues over here.
Yes.
This is where the stone starts. But so there's a layer here that looks like the plaster, the beginning of the plaster.
Rose, the rose quartz granite is the original,
and the original material. The chamber itself is limestone. Whoa. So the transition from red granite into limestone starts here. Right. Here, you see the flashlight? All right, so this chamber here, and there's a bunch of stuff I'll talk about. Specifically, these troughs at the top, which is a very unique feature that's 100% part of the function of the structure. The ceiling does not meet the edge of the wall.
You can still see a bit of the original Egyptian blue.
Yeah. Again, I think that was added later.
You think that was added? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's check this out. And you'll notice in here, no hieroglyphs.
Empty room. Wow, and the acoustics.
Crazy. Yeah, completely empty chamber. There's three niches back here. And I had a tour guest come in here with me who is an acoustical engineer. And my hypothesis about this is for sound amplification that resonates through the rest of the structures.
Right.
He agreed with that, that it's configured like a speaker system, essentially, that provides huge resonance cavities that were used for the propagation of sound into the main chamber system. Here in the floor.
That is cool.
Limestone.
Mm-hmm.
And this?
Alabaster.
The clay. Alabaster, yeah, right.
Calcite crystal.
Right.
Same thing here on this wall. This is limestone. This is calcite crystal. So this entire section of the wall, this part here,
this part here, and this part here is all huge single slab of limestone. I mean, calcite crystal. Calcite. Yeah, alabaster.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can see the difference there. The limestone and the calcite crystal.
Wow.
Mafish Noor is going to show us.
Okay.
What about your flashlight? This one's better.
Keep going.
Yes, yes, I know.
Can you respect you?
All right. So he's going to show you.
Okay?
Yeah.
No statue, okay? Yeah. I know, okay? Let's see.
Okay, you see the figure?
Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
You see the belly button and then the arms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Baby? Baby. Baby.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Okay?
Yeah.
One more.
One more.
One more.
He's going to pick it up.
No. Okay? Take.
Yep. Nothing?
Nothing there.
Well, what is this?
Okay.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Hi, bloody Corona.
Jay, something to note there. So you can see that the shadow figure is done using a different stoneworking technique than the glyphs that are inscribed on the wall.
Right. Yes, yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Which is something very significant to point out.
Yeah.
Again, if you look at this again here.
Yeah.
So look at the execution of the shadow figure here.
Yeah.
And the tool, hypothetically, that was used to do that compared to this. So it's two completely different techniques that were used to do the shadow figure.
Yeah.
And that were used to do this.
That's incredible.
So this is a material called black greywacke. You'll notice that the inside of the container is not finished, but the exterior of the container is finished with exceptional precision. I mean, just look at how...
Yeah, even at an extreme light angle.
Yeah, it's like a marble countertop.
Yeah.
And again, this is a huge slab.
Oh, so
underneath the floor here. Yeah.
Are you?
Look at that. Wow. It's like a sunset.
Yeah.
So it's just like this section.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, the back third of the chamber, the floor underneath this thing. And if you sneak back behind there, if you can squeeze back behind there, I'll show you something that we can talk about when we get on the outside. Okay, so now look at the wall. You'll notice that the hieroglyphs stop.
Oh, yes they do.
And we'll talk about why that's the case again. You can see here that this is the same crystal. You'll see.
And then
we'll talk about that when we get outside.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, that's important to
point
out.
We didn't go inside it, we went around the exterior and filmed the cyclopean.
So, the patched hole. So, there is a hole like this at the bottom of the northern inlet shaft of the Red Pyramid.
Right.
The Pyramid of Wanis, the Pyramid of Teti, the Pyramid of Menkaure Ra, all have holes like this at the bottom of the descending shaft. This is where water was introduced into the structure. It's the inlet shaft.
Right.
Yeah. Water facilitated the whole process inside of the structure, both as a physics-based mechanism of operation for manipulating temperature and pressure, but also as a reactant.